This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Gun owners who want a concealed carry now have to meet new requirements to get or renew their permits. CPR's Banta Berkland has more.
Concealed carry classes must be held in person, with a curriculum that includes training in how to safely handle, use, and store firearms. They must also teach state and federal firearm laws, best practices for interacting with law enforcement, and include advice on avoiding and de-escalating potentially violent situations. The new law also requires sheriffs verify the credentials of firearms instructors in their county and maintain a list of verified teachers on their website. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
A new study shows a possible connection between brain injuries and the likelihood of committing crimes. CPR's Elaine Tassi.
Christopher Philly, a neurologist at CU Anschutz, is one of several researchers who came out with a study that was published in June in the journal Molecular Psychiatry. It's called White Matter Disconnection in Acquired Criminality. They studied brain scans of people who started committing crimes after a stroke, tumor, or traumatic brain injury. The findings showed that damage to a part of the brain could cause an increase in violent crime. That's because when a certain brain connection is disrupted, it impairs emotional regulation and the ability to make good choices. I'm Elaine Tassi, CPR News.
And this is CPR News and KRCC.